Greetings, dear listener. This is your friendly neighborhood podcaster, Jerry Landry, host of the Presidencies of the United States. As a podcast host over the years, I've tried to think of ways that I can provide special episodes that are out of the narrative that still provide some insight into presidential history, offer a little something extra, as we say in Louisiana, lagniappe, to you, the listener. As I've been adopted into the RexyPod family, I decided that that may be a way to go, and a way to be able to focus in on some characters that have come up in the narrative, but maybe we didn't get a chance to really dive into their lives and their careers. Thus was born the idea for Seat at the Table. Basically, this series will come out every few weeks, and I'll be joined by a fellow podcaster as we go through the lives of cabinet members one at a time. Now, this series will focus each episode on a different cabinet member, and it will start with Washington's first cabinet in 1789. Now, there are a few caveats, of course. We will not be ranking acting cabinet members, so folks who didn't get the position in a more permanent basis. Also, we will be leaving out the position of Postmaster General, just because for a majority of the administrations that this position has been around, it hasn't really been considered an active part of the cabinet, as we think of it. Now, there will be a scoring element, and to give you a sneak peek, I thought I'd run through the categories real quick. First up is the whole picture. This round looks at the overall career and character of the cabinet member. Next up is the go-getter. This round looks at the impact of the cabinet member during their time in the cabinet. After that is the hot seat round. This round discusses any disgraceful behavior of or actions committed by the cabinet member, though it doesn't necessarily have to be in their tenure in the cabinet that whatever scandal happened. Unlike the first two, this one will actually take away points from the cabinet member. The guest, as well as myself, will award points for each category. If I have more than one guest on, what we'll do is each of them will decide individually, and then we'll just divide by the number of guests. Next up is tenure of office. This awards points for the entire time that the cabinet member served in a full-time capacity. Though that seems so simple, there are a couple of instances that this becomes a little more complicated, and we'll see those as time goes on. Finally, there are a few bonus points that they can earn. Cabinet members can earn one bonus point if they served in more than one full-time cabinet position. They can also earn a bonus point if the cabinet member served as a full-time cabinet member in more than one administration. Now, this could be in the same role, or it could be in a different role. And yes, we will see instances of this as time goes on. The cabinet member can earn a bonus point if they climbed to the top and became president themselves. At the end of our conversation, my guest and I will decide whether or not, after all we've discussed about this individual, if they are notable enough or impactful enough to earn a seat at the table of the Cabinet All-Stars. I'm excited about this new series and the opportunity to learn more about the cabinet members that we've already discussed and to meet new individuals along the way. The first episode is coming out this Sunday, so be sure to check wherever you get your podcast. As always, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe and healthy. Be kind to one another. And take care, dear friends.
Welcome to Anthology of Heroes, the podcast that explores the most pivotal moments of history through the eyes of those who lived it. In this podcast, we don't spend our time recounting facts and dates. Instead, we follow in the footsteps of national heroes, kings, or ordinary people who lived and breathed the moments that shaped our world. We're not hemmed in by eras, borders, or religions. Instead, we seek out the tales of those who defied the odds and fought passionately for their beliefs. Whether they're right or wrong is up to you to decide. From Vercingetorix's doomed rebellion against Rome, to Osceola's unshakable war against the USA, all the way up to the inspiring Sobibor concentration camp uprising in World War II, each episode is an immersive listening experience, blending music and sound effects to really draw you into the story. Our episodes go for about 45 minutes, making them perfect for your commute, and are crafted using a wealth of historical sources, which I list on our website if you want to learn more. I'm the host, Elliot Gates, and I'm thrilled to have you joining me as we uncover history's hidden gems and illuminate the faded pages of our past. Look out for the Anthology of Heroes podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, or anywhere else you get your podcasts from.